Good morning, everybody. It's Louise here. Welcome to Shotgate Baptist Church's service. It is Sunday, the 2nd of August, and we're continuing to record our services remotely due to the social distancing measures put in place by the government for the coronavirus pandemic. As Polani mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we are looking at coming back into the church building, and that's probably going to be the first weekend in September. Please do bear with us. We're trying to put together all of the details, trying to make sure that we get all the information to you in one go, and so that everybody's clear on how the services are going to run, what we are expecting of people, and also what we as leaders are putting in place to make sure it's a safe environment for everyone. Of course, we're also looking to make sure that for anyone who's not able to attend, we can still continue to either record the services and put them on the website, or perhaps do a live stream so that you can join in with everybody else whilst we are in the building. So please do bear with us. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. But it'll be fantastic to be able to be in the building together, worshipping God on a Sunday morning.
Today we have Errol Jacobs, who is joining us to speak, so he's going to be bringing us God's word later. So if you do know Errol, please do drop him a message to say thank you. It's obviously very much appreciated. We love to hear from other speakers when Polani's on holiday, and it's great to hear a different perspective. So we look forward to hearing from him later. First of all, Maureen is going to bring us a word of prayer just to quieten our hearts before Lord and to start this time of worship together.
Morning, everyone. Let us come to the Lord in prayer. As we start this week, please help us to find joy in the midst of all that is going on around us. May we live with gratitude and take nothing for granted and live life to the full. Help us to focus on you. Thank you for your strength, energy and grace that will sustain us. I pray that as we listen to Errol today, we will all feel the Holy Spirit in our minds and bodies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Maureen. Now, I chose a reading for this morning, and it's based on the passage, The Armour of God. And John is going to read that for us in a second. I chose the passage just because it's something that I came across, and I think it helps us to remember what Polani has been speaking about the last few weeks in terms of prayer and our relationship with God and with others. And also, I hope it's an uplifting passage for you to hear today. Obviously, there's a lot going on in the world, and God provides for us. He gives us so many blessings and so many resources, almost, if that's the right word, to face the world, to face all the things that challenge us on a day-to-day basis, all the things we can see and all the things we can't. So I hope this is an encouragement to you. So John's just going to read it for us now.
Good morning. Today's reading is from Ephesians chapter 6. Verses 10 to 18, headed up the armour of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled round your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Amen.
Thanks, John. I don't know about you, everybody, but sometimes it's so encouraging to hear different voices, and we're really grateful for everyone who's helped put together all these services over the last few months, whether it's been doing a reading or the music or through doing a prayer. You know, so if anyone's happy to continue doing that or would like to volunteer to do a reading or something for us, then that would be very much appreciated. It's always nice just to hear somebody different, and it's fantastic that we can still get together, even if it is remotely. Pam is now going to play us a couple of songs, so please do sing along at home if you have the words. Otherwise, please do just sit and listen and enjoy, and just enjoy this time with God this morning, sitting in his presence. The first song is As the Deer Pants. Our second song is Majesty, Worship His Majesty.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pam. Now, as we come into this time to listen to the word this morning, I'd just like to pray before I welcome Errol up to speak. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word and we thank you for everything that we can learn through it. We pray that as we listen to Errol this morning, that you would speak to our hearts, that we would learn something new of you. May you challenge us and may we draw closer to you through this time together. Father, we thank you for people you've put in place like Errol and Polani and others that we know who are ministers, whose job and whose sort of motivation is to bring your word to people who don't yet know you. So Father, may you fill us with your spirit this morning, as Maureen has already prayed. May you just give us a real fire to share that love and that word with other people as well. So Father, we just pray that you'd be with us this morning, and I pray that for Errol's message, whoever hears it this morning, that it would be what they need, that you would speak to them in whatever way that they need it today. Amen. So for those who don't know, Errol is a very familiar person within Shotgate Baptist. He was our previous minister, and he and the family were with Shotgate for a number of years and have moved on to Hendon Baptist Church, where he's now minister. Errol has recorded a message for us, and I'm just going to hand over to him. Thanks, Errol.
Good morning, Shotgate Baptist Church. It is always a privilege to be part of Shotgate. It has been my home for many years. 8 years to be precise, and it is always a blessing to come and be part of the church, part of the service, but also to be part of being a blessing and preaching God's word to you. Strange times, I'm sure we all are aware of all the strange times that we are in, but it is still a blessing that I can preach God's word in this way to us this morning. Without taking too much time, I want to open with a story as we prepare ourselves to get into God's word this morning. It is about a man called R.C. Chapman. He was a devout Christian, and he was asked one morning how he was feeling by a fellow believer, and this was his response. "I'm burdened this morning," was his reply. But the funny thing is, his reply was in such a way that his face was lit up and he was smiling and happy. So the person questioning him asked him again in surprise, "Are you really burdened, Mr. Chapman?" "Yes, but it's a wonderful burden. It's an overabundance of blessing for which I cannot find enough time or words to express my gratitude," was his response. Now, the person talking to him was really puzzled, and Chapman saw this puzzled look on his friend's face. So Chapman added with a smile, "I'm referring to Psalm 68, verse 19, which fully describes my condition. In that verse, the Father in heaven reminds us that he daily loads us with benefits. He daily loads us with benefits." And that's really what I want to focus on for the next few moments this morning, as I would like to challenge each and every one of us from God's word. And I've entitled this morning's message, "Blessing the Lord." Blessing the Lord. So if you have a Bible, please turn to Psalm 103. And I would like to read the first five verses to us. Psalm 103, from verse 1 through to verse 5. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases, who redeems our life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his powerful and truthful word. Blessing the Lord. Now, if I were to ask you who want to receive a blessing or who want to be blessed, I would think that everyone would be saying in their hearts and minds, I would, if we were in church right now, I would ask you to raise your hands, and I'm sure all of our hands would go up. I think it might be foolishness to say, I don't want to be blessed. Or better yet, it would be lying, I think. Because we all like blessings. We all like to receive blessings. We all want to be part of blessings. Now, God always blesses. God has been blessing us in so many ways for so long. A minister by the name of F.E. Marsh wrote some of God's blessings, and this is what he says. What a blessing really is: an acceptance that can never be questioned, an inheritance that can never be lost, a deliverance that can never be excelled, a grace that can never be limited, a hope that can never be disappointed, a bounty that can never be withdrawn, a joy that can never be diminished, a nearness to God that can never be reversed, a peace that can never be disturbed, a righteousness that can never be tarnished, a salvation that can never be cancelled. That speaks about the blessing of Almighty God. Now let me ask you to verbally respond right where you are, to yourself or to your family or to friends, if you are together listening. How have you been blessed by God? Just say it out loud to yourself. How have you been blessed by God? Mention how God has blessed you. Now stop and think for a moment. What you have just said are reasons to bless the Lord. You see, the problem is not that we are not blessed by God or blessed enough. The problem is that we are not blessing the Lord. So, question, are we blessing the Lord? Are you blessing the Lord? Am I blessing the Lord? You know, that seems to be the problem with us as Christians. We always want to receive from God. We always want to be blessed and showered with blessings by God, from God. But how often do we do it to God? You see, to bless the Lord means to delight his heart by expressing love and gratitude for all he is and all he does. So when last did you and I bring delight to the heart of the Lord? And how can we bring delight to the heart of the Lord? If we really think about it, when last did we do it? If you've answered that, ask yourself the question now. Right, how can I do it? You see, here in this psalm, the psalmist talks to himself, but the focus is on all that he is. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So here the psalmist recognizes that there's something that I need to do. God has given me so much, I need to do something about it. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 45, it says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. And so what is in our hearts should overflow through our mouths. The things we say, how we say it, when we say it, all those are indicators of how we can bless God. Now, let's come back to Psalm 103. Now, listen to what comes next. He says, and forget none of his benefits. Forget none of his benefits. You see, These benefits are blessings from the Lord. Now, I'm sure you would agree with me that we have a very short memory. We can so easily forget what God has done for us. We so easily want to complain and moan about so many things. Now, yes, we often go through many difficult things in our lives. We are, Lord willing, at the brink of slowly coming out of dealing with the coronavirus pandemic and the lockdown that we have all been part of. But, you know, if we really sit down and think about it, there's a lot we can be thankful for because God has blessed us so much. You see, these benefits are blessings from the Lord. It says, don't forget the benefits. Now, let's see what those benefits are. If you look at verse 3, he says, who pardons all your sins, number one. Who heals all your diseases, number two. Who redeems your life from the pit. Who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. Who satisfies your years with good things. You see, for the psalmist, that was a list of some of the benefits that he received from God. So, being reminded of what we have been blessed with. For the psalmist, he was reminded of God's hand upon his life. In the same way for us, if we can maybe take time today or this coming week to think about the blessings that God has bestowed upon us, it will give us a reason enough to bless the Lord. You see? You have given, hopefully earlier, some blessings when I asked the question, how did God bless you? How has he blessed you over the years in your life? Now, even if God never blesses us again, which that's debatable because God is a God of blessing. You see, we have it all. Even if he does stop to bless us, we have it all. And we have enough, isn't it? We have enough. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. There you have it. Who have blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. The fact that he gave his life for us is the greatest blessing that we could ever ask for. One that we don't deserve, but one that he gives us freely. You see, we sometimes have a problem with just wanting and not giving. We want to be blessed. We want. But sometimes we forget to bless the Lord. Let me give you a few verses to encourage you for this coming week to take time to sit and even think, how can I bless my God? The one who has blessed me tremendously in so many ways in my life. What can I do? How can I bless him in return? You see, we can bless the Lord in various ways. But for me this morning, I just want to focus on our lips, our mouths, the way we speak, our tongues. Because often we have a tendency to say a lot. And sometimes a lot of nonsense too. But let us think how we can really bless God with our mouths. Let me give you a few verses. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29. It says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Wow. Let no corrupt talk come out of your mouths. You see, everything that we speak that comes out of our mouth, yes, comes from the heart. So if you really want to know what's in somebody's heart, just listen to the way they speak. Listen to what comes out of their mouths. And you will have a good idea of what kind of person this is. And so in the book of Ephesians, we are challenged, said, corrupt talking. should never be part of a Christian's life. But whenever you speak, whenever I speak, we speak, only such as is good for building up. Now, I find it quite fascinating that whenever we speak, whatever comes out of our mouths must be of good character, and the purpose of what comes out is to build somebody else up. It's to encourage somebody else. It's to uplift someone else. How often do we do the opposite? And I'll give you a verse in a moment about that. And then it goes on in Ephesians, it says, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. So every occasion that God gives you is an opportunity to open your mouth and build up whoever needs to be built up in that situation. You see, often you get one opportunity, one occasion. Use it to bless the Lord. So when we speak graciously, lovingly, and we build up, we are blessing God because we are His spokesmen and women. That it may give grace to those who hear. Let me give you another verse. My time is running out. James chapter 3 verse 10. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be. Now, when it uses the word brothers, it's referring to believers. So, brothers and sisters. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. And there it is. We should fight against the temptation to always criticize, always say negative things, things that curses, things that hurt. But when we open our mouth, we can bless God by saying the things that are loving, that are pure, that are holy. Psalm 19 verse 14 says, let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Again, the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. So that tells me there can be words and meditations that are not acceptable to God. And when those happen, we are not blessing God. So it is important then for us to make sure that whatever comes out of our mouths, whatever is in our heart, the meditation, will be acceptable to God. And so it is something that we need to work at to make sure that we bless God. So let us this week speak that which is true and loving, that which brings life to someone. So how we speak to others blesses the Lord. How you speak to the Lord blesses the Lord. I hope this short thought will challenge us to take time to bless God with our mouths, with our words, whether we sing it in our worship time, whether we pray it in our prayer time, whether we speak to God Himself, or whether we speak to others, whether it be on the phone, whether it be of a video call, may those words bring blessing to our Lord. Let us come to the Lord in prayer as we close our time. Gracious Lord and Eternal Father, we thank you for this wonderful morning and the opportunity to worship you, to glorify you in the way that we have been. But Lord, help us to make it our goal to bless you, that we will not just open our arms and our heart to just receive from you. But Lord, may it be our lives that it is our turn to bless you by the way we live, by the way we act, and as we have seen briefly, by the way we speak. So may our speech be God-honoring and God-glorifying. So come and be blessed, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for this time. I pray that you would go home and just think about this a bit more, of how you and I can bless the Lord. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Errol, for bringing that word to us this morning. Now, our closing song is I Worship You, Almighty God. Pam is going to play this for us, and I'd encourage you just to spend this time reflecting on the things that Errol has shared with us, the things that have perhaps challenged you or encouraged you. And afterwards, I'm going to just close in a word of prayer. And obviously, at the moment, because we are putting these services on our website, we aren't able to pray for people specifically by name or by individual situation. But I've put together a standard prayer, and it covers many things. And I'm sure that in one of those items that I pray for, it will relate to a situation that perhaps you're going through personally. So I am praying it for you, and I just pray that it would be a blessing to you this morning. I would encourage you to continue praying for each other as brothers and sisters in Christ, even if we don't know what's going on in people's lives. We just continue to pray, and as Palani continues to teach us through the Word, through the Lord's Prayer over the coming weeks, it's something that I think we need to continue to grow in and continue just to bring things before the Lord for each other, for ourselves, for our families, and for the world that we live in. So I'm going to hand over to Pam now, and then, as I say, I'm going to close in a word of prayer afterwards. Thanks, Pam. Father God, we just thank you for this time that we've been able to spend together this morning. We thank you for the words that Errol has brought us from you. And we pray that as we go through this week, that you would encourage us to meditate on those words, to understand them more, to understand what you're saying to us, and to help us to seek your Spirit, Father, to change in the ways that we need to change. And Father, for the fellowship this morning, each person may be going through different things in their lives. And I thank you, Father, for the blessings that you give us. I thank you for the blessings that we can share together. And I just pray for anyone now who may be struggling, for anyone who is lonely. Father, I pray that you would just put your everlasting arms around them, give them comfort, help them to know that they are part of a united church, Father, a global church. They have sisters and brothers, friends, a family in you. May you fill them with that comfort today. And Father, for anyone who is struggling with their health, in whatever way, Father, we pray that you would heal them in your mighty power. And if that's not the case straight away, Father, we pray that you would give them patience and endurance to face whatever treatment they need. We pray for the people who are treating them, that you would bless them, that you would help them to use their skills and talents to do the best they can for these people. And Father, we just pray that you would comfort them as well, that they would know your presence, they would know your peace for whatever it is they're facing. And Father, for anyone who is facing change in whatever form, I pray that you would give them strength and courage to make the right decisions, to go the way that you direct them. Help them to know that you are their anchor and their strength. When the world around us is uncertain and changing and we don't know what's going to happen, Father, we just thank you that you can be that anchor for us in the storm. And I pray, Father, for anyone who is in that situation, that you would just give them the strength, give them your strength and your wisdom, and help them to know that they're not alone in whatever it is that they are facing. Father, for anyone who feels far from you at the moment, I pray that you would be with them in that valley, that you would just prompt them to draw close to you, whether it's through something that somebody says to them, a song, whether it's through a book, whether it's through a situation, Father, we just pray and long for those people to come to you. And Father, we know that in time you will bring them back up to the mountaintop. And Father, help them to know that they are part of our church, they're part of our community still. And help them to know that we are their family. Father, for anyone who is struggling practically, whether it's financial, whether it's at home, anything along those lines, Father, we just pray that you would provide for them. Pray that you would give them the patience and the trust in you, that you will provide for them. Give them that peace to wait on you. And Father, we just pray for everybody, Father. If there's something that I haven't covered, I just pray that you would be with those people in whatever situation they face. Father, know that they are loved. Help them to just feel your love surround them in wherever they are now, whoever they are with. And Father, I pray that for us as your people, that you would help us to shine a light to those around us, that they would want to know more about you and this glorious future that you have for us. When we live in this dark situation that we're in at the moment, Father, we need your light and this world needs your light. So just help us as your people not to be dragged down, but to be lifted up in you, and that other people will want to know who you are, and that you will give us the courage and the strength to spread your word during this time. So Father, be with each and every one who is listening this morning, whatever day it is. Father, we just pray that you would be with us now through the rest of this week until we meet again. Amen. Thank you everyone for spending this time this morning. I pray that it's been a blessed service for you, and we look forward to meeting again next week. Take care of yourselves. God bless.